professional trash.
Appearance translates to performance. They have on Fahrenheit from 1995.
Dress like they work at the Ally McBeal law firm.
Sometimes, always, never.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
how to be a leader.
I don't know that part. I'm in HR. Let go of the details. Did I ever just say thank you? What up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, homies, this week. We are excited to be back for another episode.
Today's topic is preparing to be a leader, how to be a leader, how to get into management.
Right. So this episode is definitely for aspiring managers or newly minted or first-time managers.
Basically, the folks who want to be bosses.
Right. We have gotten so much feedback from homies talking about, you know, they're ready to boss up in their careers, or they want to know how to boss up, or they recently bossed up. And so that was sort of the genesis of the episode and how we came to sort of give these tips.
So I want to start with the leadership or management myth, which is everybody doesn't want to be a leader. Some people don't want the responsibility of being a leader.
Right. Some people, and I think, you know, certainly as an athlete, it was hard for me to understand this concept when I first got into corporate America, because when you play sports, you're sort of just always trying to be in the very last game and to win that game. And so
to be the best.
Right. But what I had to discover was that you can be the best and not want to be a manager. And that doesn't mean that you're not striving to be the best. Everyone doesn't want the responsibility. And trust me and hear me when I say this, homies, it is responsibility to be in charge of other people and to be responsible for their development and their motivation and their attitudes and the morale.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's not your ministry, there's nothing wrong with not wanting to be in leadership. The second leadership myth is that high performers automatically communicate or automatically translate to good leaders. Exhibit A, Magic Johnson coaching the Lakers. Disaster. Disaster.
Magic Johnson. Yes. Right. I mean, disaster. Yes. Like, I always think about that because, in my opinion, Magic Johnson is the very best basketball player we've ever seen in our time.
I second that.
Thank you. But Magic Johnson has never shown himself to be a great coach. And so while he was able to have tremendous success at every level, won high school championships, won college championship, won NBA, you know, finals, was an MVP, Olympic gold medalist, he was never able to motivate and make other players better as a coach. And that's why he failed as a coach.
Yet his success and his skills did translate in the front office, unlike Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
He drafted Kwame Brown.
As the number one draft pick.
Overall. That might be worse than drafting Ryan Leaf above Peyton Manning. Just maybe.
Maybe. Right. And so to me, again, Michael Jordan, another extremely talented, exceptional basketball player who was not or has not been able to translate his ability on the court to leadership, to management. And so it doesn't always mean that just because you are great at blocking and tackling that you need to be in charge of strategic decisions.
Amen, sister.
So my now that we got the management myths out the way, my first, or I guess now would be third tip, is take time to understand the business of the organization. I can't tell you how many times we're talking to homies, and this is not just in the context of management, but this is also in many contexts when we will get on consultations, we're talking to someone, they're telling us, well, I'm in HR at a plastics company. We're like, great, explain to us how the company works, what makes the company make money, what are the industry challenges right now? And the person's like, oh, no, I don't know that part. I'm in HR.
Yo no say.
I'm in HR. And my thing is, you cannot be an effective leader if you don't understand the business in which you are operating. So you need to start with that.
In other words, good leaders can see the big picture and see how their role fits into the overall viewpoint of what the organization is trying to do. The same thing I would say is, you know, it's very difficult to get into leadership if no one knows you want to be in leadership, because of what we just said about the first two myths. It's not just the foregone conclusion that everyone wants to be in leadership. So you need to communicate to your boss or your advocate or your coach or your internal mentor that you want to be in leadership, so that you guys can work out a game plan. And more importantly, they can share with you any shortcomings you may have that's keeping you from getting to that next level.
Right. So I think of this as like what Dad always used to say about, you can't want to start on the team when you get to the first day of tryouts. You have to want to start on the off season. So you have to start.
You got to jog and lift some weights.
Right. You have to want to be promoted before it's time to get promoted. And so like Demetra said, you know, in addition to, you know, telling your boss and making your desires known, there are lots of things an aspiring manager can do to get ready. And that's, you know, reading books, taking courses, and having conversations with people that you find to be effective leaders. So I think that's a great point. My next point would be, once, I guess this is for the person that is actually now a new team lead or a newly minted manager, I would say recognize that it's a new job. And it's a little bit off of Demetra's point of, just because you were a good player won't make you a good coach. So let's say you're an engineer and you were the best engineer that anyone had seen, you know, in their lifetime. But now you need to recognize you're not the engineer, you're the manager. So the good news is you have this track record of success. People see you as someone who knows how to learn and to succeed. But now you need to recognize that you are fully in a brand new job that requires different skills than it did when you were just an engineer.
Right. And piggybacking on that, in terms of expanding that, one of the best tips I ever received when I was a baby manager was to meet with each member of my team individually in a non-formal way. So I always let folks do that in whatever they were comfortable with, whether that was breakfast or lunch or getting our nails done or hitting a bucket of balls at the golf range, but basically trying to get to know them as people. And the spirit of that is, I read this great book called The Leadership Challenge, which homies you can find in the Amazon, Corporate Homie Amazon store, which talked about different people, different leadership situations require different leadership skills. And it uses fantastic analogy for my golf players and golf fans, that you would never try to play a round of golf with just your putter, because different shots require different clubs. And people are the same way. You cannot manage each and every person that works with you or for you in the same way, because people are motivated differently.
Yeah, I like to think of that as situational leadership. So, you know, if you're not familiar with that concept, again, buy a book, take a course, ask someone to help you with that. But it's basically a model for what Demetra is talking about, which is figuring out, you know, what each employee needs, how they take direction, so that you can get the most out of your team. Kind of following up to that point, my next tip is, like she said, don't stay isolated in your office. So I think a lot of people will think to meet with their team at the very beginning, and I think that's important. I think it's really important to meet with a person who might have applied for the job and didn't get it. You're being promoted within. That probably means that there were other people on the team who also or likewise wanted the job who were not as successful. It's important to have a dialogue with each of those people as well. But don't stay isolated in your office even after you start to manage the team. You know, you don't want to be that manager that sits up high and looks down low. You want people to feel like you are still a part of the team. You understand that you are a member of the team. And then as a member, you're just sort of the chief member of the team, but not that you think you're something special or separated from them.
Yeah, nothing is more isolating than seeing a manager who's always in their office behind closed doors. It just gives off that initial impression that you're not welcome here, that there's no open invitation. This is, I think, the next tip is, whether you are already a leader or you're aspiring to be a leader, which is, good leaders solve problems. They don't wait to be told what to do. They look for solutions. They solve problems for those up and coming leaders who are trying to get to the next level. That can look like volunteering to lead something that no one has asked you to lead, whether it be the United Way Project or the March of Dimes campaign or something along those lines. So there are always out of the box ways ways to show leadership, for, to either get to another level of leadership or to get into leadership.
Yes. And in that vein, when you solve the problem, don't take all the credit. Don't act like you did it all by yourself. I mean, one of the things that most people hate about their bosses is that they don't feel like their boss is recognizing their contributions to the situation. And so I think that is something that team leads and new managers make a mistake, is that they're so busy trying to look good that they start making other people feel like their contributions are not appreciated. And do not get it twisted. Everyone wants to feel appreciated.
Amen. As I like to say, everybody likes to get flowers for no reason, and work is no exception to that rule. In that same thing about everybody, the things that people hate about their bosses or dislike about their bosses is, be the manager that you always wanted to work for. Make a list. I mean, we've all had probably 5 to 8 managers over our professional careers, and we know what we liked about working with people, and we know what we didn't like. So like for me, I absolutely loathe micromanagers, people who like walk the halls to see who's there, people who call you and ask you where you are, even though they don't need anything from you. So make a list about what you liked about your favorite manager, what you didn't like, and try to be your favorite manager, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, I've always subscribed to that. I mean, I always thought, be the partner that I wish I worked for, not necessarily the partners that I did work for. And what I have found is that's usually a compilation of a lot of different people. So I take the things that I really liked about the people that I support, and then I deleted the things. And so it's basically, you know, crafted a whole new person. But I think that's a great point. My next point is, listen, if I had to pick one skill, active listening would be the one I'd say is the most important skill to master as a leader. It's just important to hear your team, understand their team, hear what they have to say about you, even if it's criticism, so that you can go forth and be successful.
Yeah, in that same vein about listening, you know, I call it, you know, asking for feedback. Leaders are very good about giving feedback in a, you know, formal coaching session or annual or semi-annual mid-year review. But don't be afraid to say to your team, like, hey, how can I assist you more? How can I help you show up? Is there any way that I've let you down? And you'd be surprised how honest people would be with you. And even though it's very difficult to hear feedback, you know, what I love about feedback, even when I've come up short, whether this be in friendships or whatever, one of the most frustrating things is when people don't tell you that you've let them down, that you've hurt their feelings, that you've ticked them off. Because here's the gotcha. If you don't know, it's a very strong possibility you're going to do that again. And your manager is no different than any other relationship.
Yeah, that's a great point. So my final tip is, let go of the details. You are now in management. You are not in charge of blocking and tackling. You are no longer the engineer. You are the manager. So focus on the what and not the how, and let the people on the team focus on the how. You're not paid to do your old job. You are paid to do a new job, which is management. And I know that's hard because, you know, the devil's in the details, the love is in the details, but that's why you get good people on your team that support you so that they can get that done. You're not supposed to be doing the details. You're the manager.
Amen. Delegation is your friend. My final tip is, celebrate. My biggest pet peeve with leadership in general over my entire corporate America career is everybody is good about if we're missing the numbers, having some big meeting to talk about how to get going,
or blasting you out in a finely crafted email, CC and everybody and their mama on it.
Right. But what about when we do things well? What about when we show up great? And when do we get to celebrate for all the hard work that we've been doing? So I would say, if you're in leadership right now, we're recording this episode in July, ask yourself, have I done something fun with my team? Have we gone bowling? Have we gone?
Did I ever just say thank you?
Yeah. Have I had a happy hour that I paid for? Because I tell you what, if we've had some big wins and we don't do anything to celebrate, it sure doesn't feel good.
That's right. And it sure didn't feel like it was as big of a win as it did when we were all up to 3 a.m. working on the project. Sure doesn't feel like that now. So I definitely think that. So just to quickly recap what we talked about, the first thing is, you know, overcome the management myth. You don't have to actually want to be a manager, and that's okay. But if you decide to be a manager, first things first, remember you are in a new role, you're no longer the player, you're the manager. Get ready to get promoted even before you're promoted. Do some research, read some books, Bemetra reference, you know, one of her favorite books. All of the books that we talk about in the podcast are on the website, corporatehomie.com, in our favorites tab. Next tip is to remember you're in a new job with new responsibilities. Meet with your team. Don't stay isolated. Good managers solve problems and they don't take all the credit. Finally, final tips, be the manager you wish you had. Think about the good managers you had and think about the bad managers you have and craft your leadership style from there. Listen, ask for feedback. Listen to people, get their feedback, make them a part of the process. Again, let go of the details, know you're in management, and finally, celebrate your team when they do a good job.
Celebrate.
You gotta stop. You've gotta stop with this sinking. Cool in the gang. Be in the gang. Be in the gang. That's right. Celebrate the good times. So those are the tips if you are bossing up or have just bossed up.
As always, thank you so much for listening. If you are listening and implementing the tips, first of all, thank you to all the homies who are giving us feedback. You guys are really giving us life. We've gotten so many over the last few weeks of you guys sharing with us the successes you're having at work by implementing these tips. If you've implemented a tip and it works, please let us know. If you've implemented a tip and it didn't work, please let us know.
Please let us know that too. And even if you're not wanting to, you know, send us an email to the questions@corporatehomie.com or info@corporatehomie. You can always just drop us a review on whatever platform you're listening. We always appreciate the reviews, you know, the podcast. Share it with friends if you're finding it, you know, helpful. Tweet about it. We're on all of our social media platforms at Corporate Homie. Homie is HOMIE. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.